And I want to bring in one of my former teammates, Darcy Tucker. Tux, can you remember Ricky Lee at the defensive side of the bench, what his classic call was to send out two defensemen?
Tom, Brian, you're up. Aki, no, Tom, Brian. Aki, no, Tom, Brian.
Poor Aki.
Aki Berg just got stiffed,
just
huh?
The gay.
So you think...
Constantly.
Tom, Brian was a popular call for Ricky Lee.
Alfredson's up, Tom, Brian.
Yeah, I think Rick Lee's got to get hired in San Jose. It's just Eric and Brent the whole night, isn't it? Don't you think that's going to be the case?
Can you just fire us an Eric and Brent?
Eric and Brent, you're up.
Ricky Lee.
That's what's going to happen in San Jose for the next, well, at least the next year, if they can sign him more, but never know.
Oh, it's great stuff, boys. I love the Ricky Lee stories. There's nothing better.
Well, O said no one does a better Rick Lee than... Darcy Tucker.
Well, there was just sometimes Tucks where he'd come in and be like, "Now the power play video's in the back. If you want to go look at it, go ahead. If you don't, I don't care."
You guys want to watch some video? It's in the back.
Just committed to excellence.
And would the video just be the first period of the game?
No, you
got to
go in there and press play and watch it yourself.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes he throws the cassette and be like, "You guys don't even need to watch this."
Oh, man.
But it's old school, but so respected, because these guys these days are just get crushed with video. At least we had the option, Tux.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes it's paralysis by analysis with you guys today. So, yeah, we had the option to go watch if we wanted to, and we usually took Matt's lead. Matt, should we go watch it? No. Okay.
We're good. We're ready to play.
We're good.
That's the way
to do it. Give it to Cabby. Give it to Cabby and let him do the work.
Yeah, no kidding. That is hysterical.
Oh, Doug, how you been, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing good, bud. What are you up to? Are you doing Scotiabank stuff? Are you coaching your kids? Or do you miss training camp, the days of walking in, getting ready for the season, all the testing? Or are you quite happy not doing that anymore?
I'm quite happy with the no Matt Nichol on the ice, six down and backs until your legs fall off your body. I'm totally fine with that. No, what's funny, though, is we're going to play in an alumni game down in Niagara Falls tomorrow night. So we're going to get our own little training camp in. My understanding is I got to play with Ricky Vives, so I better look for him all night, because if you don't give him the puck, he's mad at you.
Yeah, one-timers for sure for
Ricky.
Can't
even skate anymore, but he still wants the puck.
Right in the slot. Just give it to me when I'm standing still. I'm like, "Sure, Ricky, I got you."
We're just talking about training camp and guys showing up in these physical fitness testing, and I don't know if you saw Jean-Gabriel Pageau. He had surgery last night, out for 6 months in Ottawa. I mean, it gets to a point where these tests are ridiculous, aren't they, Tux?
Well, yeah, some of them it's tough on the body, I'll tell you what. Like, I know that they train hard all summer, and it's almost like you don't need to do them anymore with the way the guys are training and how much they put into their summer to get into shape for training camp. And then you go there and you do all this physical testing, and it could become a problematic thing with injuries. And I don't know if that's something that happened at training camp for him, but I know a couple times over the course of my career, not that I was in the best shape when I got there, but you tweak something here or there and miss a couple days of training camp because of it.
Tux, what do you make of a letter? I know you were a leader. I think you wore an A here in Toronto. And there was Mats. There was Gary Roberts. There was not ass face, Caber. does it mean anything, or is it just you go in there and do your thing and everybody knows who leads the group and you just go about it that way? Is it, are people making too much of it or what?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes there's a little bit too much made out of it. It's my understanding, obviously, that they got three assistant captains for the season this year. At some point over the course of your career, you're going to play for a young captain, you're going to play for an old captain. And I was fortunate enough to play for some good captains in Matt Sundin and Joe Sakic. So when you have guys of that ilk wearing the C, it's pretty amazing. But then you look at the guys that never wore letters that you played with over the course of your career, they were just as good a leader. A guy like Joe Nieuwendyk, who was here in Toronto, that didn't wear an A, was an amazing leader, and obviously could have been a captain on many teams, won three Stanley Cups. So it doesn't matter sometimes who's wearing the letter on the jersey. It just matters the fact that you have leadership in your locker room, and the Leafs have great leadership. You got good young leadership, and you got good veteran leadership now.
Well, enjoy it down there in Niagara Falls, and make sure Rick gets his hat trick, or let us know what goes south if he doesn't. And we always appreciate you doing this for us. We'll do it again down the road.
Tom Bryan,
you're up.
Thanks, Darcy. Appreciate it, man.
Cheers, boys.
There's Darcy Tucker, a.k.a. Ricky Lee.